time for Caveman Corner. Presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Coming to you live, as always, from Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard, Sean Stiers. Full house, as always, tonight.
Yeah, the crowds keep getting bigger and bigger on Monday nights.
I think these two guys must have brought their fan clubs with them that we're going to start off with here. But we've got girls soccer coach Steve Hodge. He's going to join us in a little bit, as well as girls soccer players Franny Parks and Rachel Gomez. Sectionals start this week. Sectionals actually start tomorrow. The semifinals are Thursday, and Mishawaka plays Thursday in the semifinals, so we'll talk about that.
Sure.
But first, we've got a couple football players with us. Drew Mason, fullback of the Mishawaka Cavemen football team, and Justin Fisher, the quarterback of the Cavemen. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Great to have you, and let's start with Friday's win over South Bend St. Joseph. It ended up being kind of a lopsided game. 42-21 was the final, but it didn't really start off very lopsided. Justin, I'll start with you.
No, our defense had it. They had a tough first drive. You know, they came out, and Driscoll's a pretty good player, and he did his thing. And then our offense had to go out and kick it for a couple of drives in a row. But then the defense got it figured out, got a couple of takeaways, and played great the rest of the night.
And for you, Drew, that was ended up being a career night, 130 yards, or 117 yards and three touchdowns out there. You felt pretty good, it looked like.
Yeah, I was having fun for sure.
How about that offensive line in front of you and just the push that they were getting?
Those guys are great. You got Jason DeWilkins up front. If you watch the first 10 plays, I think 8 of them are pancakes from him. He had a fantastic game. And then you got Justin making the reads for me. It's not me out there. It's all them.
You know, what was fun to see for me is that Drew is also part of the Mishawaka Network. And,
oh,
you know,
that's right.
I always look for those guys to come in and say, yeah, you know, and get the emotion. And he ran right to the Mishawaka Network camera and pointed at the guys. So it was an awesome highlight. So he kind of knows where the cameras are just because of that. But that must have been cool for you to be able to get a couple touchdowns. I know you've been kind of a grinded guy. And we talked a couple weeks ago that the Elkhart Central game, you played a huge role. But to actually get in the end zone and to have some of those celebrations, talk about that, just the rush, because you're kind of one of those emerging players, and you've been able to do that in wrestling, but this is your time in football.
You know, you just got to take advantage of the opportunity when you get it and just help your guys out, get those score when you can, and just try to win the game.
Yeah, and Justin, last year your brother CJ got a lot of headlines and did a lot of things, and I know you were really proud of him, but to be in the spotlight now and to know that this is, so to speak, your team, and when St. Joe scored and they're up 7-0, that had to get your attention and say, boys, it's our time now.
Oh, yeah, we had to get the offense going, and we got over the sidelines, and everybody on the offense was on the same page, knew what we had to do, knew we had to go take it down and score and eat up some of that clock and do Mishawaka hard-nosed football and bring it to them. So.
Justin, you're a sophomore, of course, and a first-year starter at quarterback, but you haven't really necessarily played like a first-year starter. What did you have any nerves, you know, that kind of, especially after what last year's team was able to accomplish and everything else, any of that kind of stuff coming into the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was a great group of seniors last year, Sam, CJ, and all of them. And, of course, you don't want to live in their shadows. You don't want to be the guy to have just an average team come after them. So there was definitely a lot of pressure this offseason. But I knew we had the right group of guys to, you know, get the job done. And I'd say we've done okay so far and hope to be more successful in the future.
Kind of the same thing for you, Drew, because, I mean, you had the guy who ended up being the school's all-time leading rusher playing in front of you last year, Chris Harness. So what was it like for you kind of coming into this season, getting to be the guy back there in the backfield?
Oh, he taught me a lot last year. He really helped me out to get to where I am. And along with Coach Kinder, they just showed me what I needed to do.
When you think about this year's schedule, last week St. Joe didn't have a win, but gosh, East Noble, they're undefeated. You talk about going into Marion this week, a great team and undefeated. Each of these teams that you're playing, you know, have quality opponents, and in practice, that must make you work that much harder to know that these are big games each week. And Coach calls them championship games, even though this week Marion's not in the NIC North, but it's still a city rival and a big game and an NIC game.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and we push hard in practice every day, and our coaches always preach, you know, to give 110% at practice because obviously practice how you're going to perform on Friday nights.
And it must make it fun to practice against that defense and to know that those guys are working that hard because they're going to give you a challenge just as much as you're going to see on Friday night.
Absolutely. All summer we were practicing against that defense, and it paid off because they play well and we're getting better with them.
The defense is special to watch for sure. I know we'll get done with an offensive drive and we'll go over to the bench to try to make adjustments for the next drive, but all I want to do is go watch as a fan, watch our defense play. So, yeah.
Drew, last week you guys were able to beat, not this past Friday, obviously, but the week before that, beat Elkhart Central. They were unbeaten at the time. And Dean just mentioned the toughness of your schedule. I mean, East Noble and New Prairie both still unbeaten. Those are your only two losses right now. And now you've got Marion coming up. How important was it for you to be able to go on the road and pick up a win like you did against that Central team a couple weeks ago?
You know, we just played our brand of football, you know, that hard-nosed football, play hard, and that win was huge for us. It really was. It kind of got us all going for the remainder of the season.
Justin, is kind of a young quarterback when you're going up against a defense like that. Coach Kinder was talking about the speed and just everything else that they brought. How much did it mean to you to be able to get a victory like that against a really good team like that?
Yeah, they were very, very skilled. And it meant a lot, but at the same time, I was confident that our offense was going to be able to, you know, get 3 yards a pop and do what we need to do and punch it in the end zone. And our defense, I know I personally turned it over once that game, and we struggled a little bit on offense at times, but our defense always had our back, so that was nice.
I want to ask you guys both about school spirit, because it just seems like even on the road, there are a lot of fans there, the kids were out, and the adults supporting you guys, and hopefully we can carry that into basketball season and get you guys a little rowdy for basketball and wrestling to support everybody. But how do you guys see that when you're going through the classroom? Are you promoting it, or are kids just coming up to you saying, hey, good luck, let's have a great showing on Friday night?
Well, I know for me, I don't really try to promote it at all, but I definitely get great support from our students at our school, and, you know, they're always telling me good game or, you know, good luck for Friday, and so, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's best friends at our school, you know. When you got all the athletes, they're out there to support each other, and that's great.
Yeah, and I know we just had kind of a pep rally where people came together, and that was a lot of fun to see that. Is it pretty cool to see just like the senior athletes who are out there and say, gosh, Rachel Gomez is having a great year. You know, the boys' soccer team and those tennis players are working hard.
Absolutely. Just seeing everybody put in the hard work and it coming out and it showing that you're putting in the work to get the success, you know, it's great to see.
Justin, where do you think you've come the most this year as a, you know, varsity guy and specifically as a quarterback? Because it seems like we see you out there where, like, maybe you're making some reads, changing some plays that, you know, that maybe it takes a guy till he's, you know, a junior or even a senior to be able to do.
No, I think it's definitely been able to read defenses and get our offense, or attempt to get our offense in the right play. And I know at the beginning of the year, I don't think I changed the play more than 3 times in the first 3 games. And now it seems like I've done a lot of work throughout the week and extra meeting time with Coach Kinder, getting more comfortable reading defenses, and now I'm able to, you know, change the play more and get us in the right look.
So are you getting to the right look? That's my – how often – are you always right, or are there some times where it's like, maybe that's not what I saw?
I think the Elkhart Central game is really when things, like, turned around, and I'd say the majority of my calls, if not – all of them have been pretty good since the Elkhart Central game.
The relationship you have with Coach Kinder, I see you guys in there watching film, mm-hmm. even outside the big team meetings. Just how you guys have worked together this year and with him helping to call the plays.
Oh, yeah, Coach Kinder's great, and he's always there, and he always is giving me the extra time to get better as a quarterback. And himself being a quarterback, he's very knowledgeable and always knows what he's talking about. So he's a great guy to have as a coach, and I always feel confident with him behind me.
Yeah, we were talking about your famous brother, but Drew's got a famous brother as well, Will Mason, and he's kind of the star of the family, and he's sitting over here watching him. But, you know, having those little guys look up to you and knowing that there are other eyes on you, I don't know that it puts more pressure on you, but it's kind of a nice title to have, that big brother or maybe a mentor for a lot of the kids in Mishawaka.
Yeah, having a little brother, it's awesome because, you know, you want to be as good as you are, but then you want to see him succeed. succeed just as much or as or more than I do. So, like, with wrestling, I'm always out there in his corner helping him out. You know, football, I ref the games. You know, I'm whispering in his ear the whole time. It's fun.
I see him out there quite a bit. You guys were those kids at one point. Were you actually watching the game, or were you trying to sneak back behind and play some football when you were little kids?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be a ball boy growing up. And so, actually, me and CJ were always on the sidelines. And it was great because we got to build those relationships with those players. I remember, you know, shaking hands with Sam Schrader and Tanner Bradley, guys like those. And as a little kid, you think that's so cool. And now it's great because you feel like you're that guy for those little kids.
I was joking the other day because the kids who are playing out there now, the ball boys, I think they're using all the passes up because they're just throwing a passing game the entire time. And we run the ball at Mishawaka.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, your brother played football, basketball, and baseball. So do you play other sports as well, Justin?
I play baseball. Last year I gave up basketball, so.
Which one is, do you have a favorite between football and baseball then?
It used to be baseball, but I think football's creeping up there.
Football's going pretty well for you right now, so.
Now we talked to him in the spring, he's going to say it's baseball. Football's creeping up there.
That's exactly right. Drew, Dean was talking about the fact that you're part of the Mishawaka Network. So what kind of stuff do you get to do, and is that something that you maybe want to do once you get out of high school?
Absolutely. I have a great time doing it. You learn a lot, and then you get to learn, you get people skills with it too, you know, like talking in front of people, talking in front of a camera. A lot of people struggle with that, but you learn how to kind of master that.
Right.
Has it been fun, the behind the scenes? Did you have any idea the editing, the preparation it takes to put a story together?
I honestly had no clue. I just thought, like, hey, I want to be on camera. You know, that seems fun. So
shocking. Then, Justin.
I wanted to do that, but then once I started to learn how to do the editing and stuff, I've really found that more. I like doing that more.
So do you have a good Mr. Rendell story for us? Anything that you can tell us?
Oh, it's me and Mr. Rendell. We have a great time together every day. He's in the class with us too, Justin.
Okay.
So
he keeps us in check. Mr. Rendell does.
Yeah, it's pretty much me and Mr. Rendell just getting on him all day about something.
He seems like he could be pretty hardcore if he wanted to be.
Oh yeah, because we got some footage of him on some questionable plays that we've been looking at lately. We just argue with him, and he always wants to give us a little grief about it.
Yeah, they like to pull up the fumbles all the time. That's what they like to do.
That's kind of negative reinforcement. I don't think you need that in your life.
I think we call it motivation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're best friends. We can do that.
All right. Well, guys, of course, Friday night, Marion, another big one. They're 6-0. So just before we wrap up this segment and bring in some soccer players, some of your thoughts on taking on the Knights this Friday.
I mean, they're a good physical team, but I think if we play how we've been playing, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I have to say the same. I know there's been a lot of hype around their defense, hearing that they got the best defense in the state. So I know they're definitely good. I've watched them on film a lot. So I'm just hoping we can do our thing and be successful against them.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, thanks for coming in once again. Good luck the rest of the year.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Justin Fisher, the quarterback, and Drew Mason, the fullback for the Mishawaka Cavemen football team. We've got a couple girls soccer players, Franny Parks and Rachel Gomez, who will join us next when Cavemen Corner continues on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Cavemen Corner continues on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill. We've got Monday Night Football coming up in pregame in a little bit more than 20 minutes. Browns versus 49ers tonight. We've got a couple girls soccer players with us right now. Senior Rachel Gomez, good evening to you.
Good evening.
And we also have freshman Franny Parks. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good to have both of you in here. Dean, should we just start with the big news right off the bat? What do you want to do?
I think we should start with it, yeah.
Okay.
Coach has known this, but he wanted me to tell you guys tonight that you were both named to the first team of the Northern Indiana Conference.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So a freshman and a senior, and to be able to say that talks about how far our soccer programs have come, but congratulations to both of you, because to be in the NIC South and to know how close you guys came to winning the championship this year is a big deal. But not only are you a first team all NIC and your first team all NIC, but Rachel Gomez has been named the most valuable player in the NIC South.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations.
What do you think when you hear that you're the MVP, you're going out your senior year as the MVP of the NIC?
It's a huge honor. I mean, I've worked hard for all 4 years, and I'm glad to have that honor now.
How long have you been playing soccer?
This is my 12th year playing soccer, so.
So this is quite a while, quite a long time in the making, and you had a really good season. 11-4-1, is that the, or 11-4-2?
Yeah, you count the jamboree. 11 wins, 10 wins is the actual official most wins in Mishawaka girls soccer history, so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And you think about the ascension of Rachel Gomez. In her freshman year, she had 11 goals. Sophomore year, 11 goals. Then, boom, last year, 27 goals. And this year, 32 and counting, because we still have sectionals coming up. But that's quite a bit. I mean, you think about 81 goals in your high school career, and I know there's been a lot of people around you, and Coach Barwick and Coach Hodge and people helping you out. I'm sure you credit a lot of people for getting you the ball during that time.
Yeah, it's all a team effort. And, I mean, if that doesn't show how much I've grown, it also shows how much the team has grown in the 4 years as well.
And you think about this year, how much has this kid next to you helped you out? Because having a 1-2 punch and knowing that your defense is strong behind you, they kind of let you guys work. I mean, it must be fun to have somebody who knows how to find the net as well.
Yeah, it's really fun, because I know last year it was really hard for me as I was always man marked. So with another player that's just as dangerous and quick as I am, it's super fun.
Yeah, and Franny, it must be great to hear the news that your first team all conference in your freshman year. I mean, 24 goals is pretty incredible that you've had this season. And talk about that. Just first of all, being honored, but secondly, being able to play with somebody like Rachel, because I'm sure you've been learning from her, but at the same time, just knowing that somebody's got your back there.
Oh, yeah.
Is she somebody that maybe you watch play and say, okay, she's got to move here, or maybe I can do that, or maybe you've just learned as the season's gone on? What are some of the things that you see out of her that are positive as far as a soccer player?
Well, I see that she's always opening up and getting into space, and that's helping me just, like, cooperate on the field and, like, knowing where to go.
Yeah, Sean, I have to tell you, Rachel's got the power kick, but Franny is just fearless. I've seen her go in among the Giants, and she's had a couple headers this year in the goal that were like, how in the world did she do that? And she's not a big girl. She's somebody who's really quick and moves around, but that's one of her strengths, is that she is fearless.
Well, Rachel, when you add a freshman like that, again, just listening to Dean talk about the number of goals you had over the last few years and to see how it exploded this year. I mean, compare this team and this program right now as a senior compared to just a couple of years ago. How have you seen it grow the most?
Well, I know freshman year we barely had enough to make a JV, even let alone. And now this year we have a full varsity, full JV, and a whole middle school program. So it's really helping develop young players and help grow the love of soccer in Mishawaka.
Franny, coming in as a freshman, what kind of expectations maybe did you have of what this season might be?
Well, when I came in, I thought this team was going to make a big impact this year, because I've been watching some games over the years, and I think this is one of them. Since I get to be in one too, it's...
And you've been playing club sports for a long time. Talk about that you've been playing soccer and traveling, but it must be a little bit different playing for Mishawaka High School and playing for your community and for your team and having teammates. And not to say anything about the teams you played on in the past, but this is playing for your school, so that's got to be kind of fun. And we never had middle school soccer when you guys were coming up, but now we do.
Yeah.
Has that been fun, playing for Mishawaka and putting that jersey on and just knowing you're representing something bigger than yourself?
Yes, I thought it was amazing just coming to a high school, knowing that I get to play for a high school team. And
Rachel, I saw, just kind of going back through some of the box scores from your games, and I would see these two names. I would see, you know, I would see Rachel Gomez goal and Franny Parks assist, or I would see Franny Parks goal, Rachel Gomez assist. So are there any maybe kind of specific games or moments that stand out to you from this year?
I think our LaPorte game and our Concord game really stood out to me this year because those were tough opponents, and for us to go out and beat teams like that, it was a real confidence booster for us, and it really helped us throughout the entire season.
Franny, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from whether it's Rachel or anyone else this season?
How maybe has the game maybe been different for you than some of the things you've done that, okay, maybe I have to be a little bit stronger, maybe I have to be more in space when you've got somebody like that with you?
Well, it's hard to adjust coming from a team. Since I'm really small, it's always the big players coming at you. But seeing how people play, especially Rachel up top, pushing them around, it's getting to me that I should start, picking up the...
Getting a little bit stronger. We got to get Michael Surgeon on you a little bit more, huh?
Yeah.
But got some time
it's a
for that,
it's
though.
A physical game, and coming in as a freshman, that does make it very difficult because it's once they find out that, and I heard it at John Glenn, somebody said, I'd get on 14, and then I heard one of the teammates, and it may have even been you, hey, they're marking you. And it's like, you're like, I know. And you hear that conversation, you just know that they're coming at you.
That's right. Now you have Adams in the sectional semifinals. You didn't play Adams this year, right?
No, we did not.
So, I mean, sectional semifinals, an opportunity. What would it mean to you, Rachel, as a senior, to keep this season going?
I would love it. I do not want this season to end because it's the last, but,
What kind of plans do you have after you're done with high school?
I plan on going to college and study athletic training.
Oh, okay. Good. Do you know where you're going yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, well, ladies, congratulations on your All-NIC honors and great season so far. Good luck. We hope that it keeps going for a while.
Thank you.
All right. Rachel Gomez, the NIC MVP, and Franny Parks, also first-team All-NIC as a freshman. Again, good luck, congratulations, and keep it going.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk to their head coach, girls soccer coach Steve Hodge, after we take this time out. We are live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers. We're going to be talking with girls soccer coach Steve Hodge in just a second. But, Dean, you wanted to be sure and get in some cross-country results
from
this week.
Yeah, we had a big NIC champion on Saturday. Casey Quintana won the NIC championship. So he was the MVP out of 13 teams, all the runners. Ryan Hoopengarner was 11th, second team, and Sarah Bashara finished first team. She was fifth. So it's a big week. We've got our boys soccer team playing in the sectional tonight. They're taking on Michigan City right now. Coming up later this week, Mishawaka's at Penn Volleyball. And got to remind people, we're going to be hosting the volleyball sectional on October 17th and 19th, so that's going to be a big deal.
All right.
And this Thursday night, we're also going to be hosting the elementary girls basketball. So that championship for 5th and 6th graders will be at the Cave.
All right, good deal. A lot of good stuff. Steve Hodge, girls soccer coach, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing really well, Sean.
Well, good. Good to have you back in. And we were just saying, you didn't play Adams during the regular season, correct?
We saw him at the Jamboree.
Oh, so they were part of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the last time you saw him, and now that's who you have in the sectional semifinals starting off this Thursday. So some thoughts on that to start off with.
Well, first of all, Adams is a really good program. They have a really good coach in Karen McKenzie, I think it is. And quite frankly, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Been talking up to my players, and I think if they come through like I know they can, we might have a surprise on Thursday.
Coach, you must be awfully proud. We just told the girls that they made first team all NIC, and I know you have some other girls who were on the second team and honorable mention, but what Rachel and Franny have done this year and what they've meant to your program?
Well, Rachel has obviously been a 4-year starter, and then looking the way she's played last year, I gave her the 3, just go out and have some fun this year. And quite frankly, even though we came second in NIC, she only played in about half of those games because I had to pull her because we had already beaten the team. So I put my JV in and things like that. So some of her stats a bit skewed that way, but she did the job. She went out there and did the job, and I think having somebody like Franny, who's a freshman, very skillful, the two of them just had fun playing together. And then some of the other, there's another freshman, Kalea Hartman, she backed them up. She was on the left wing, you had Laura McMillan on the right. They were feeding crosses in and things like that. And Lindsay, Sergio in the and Holly Begueris in midfield just fed them the ball.
Well, how much did it help for Rachel to have someone like Franny? Because she was kind of saying last year she was more or less, it sounded like, the focus of the defense. So, you know, how much did it help her this year just to open things up?
It allowed Rachel to have another player to help be open, do the 1-2s and things like that, and they helped each other score goals. And so the pair was, it became natural. And Franny's an extremely very good freshman player. Her skill level is really, really high. I'm so proud to have her at Mishawaka. She's one of those kids that may have gone somewhere else. Do you understand what I'm saying,
yeah,
Sean?
Yeah, I do.
But she was adamant she wanted to play for Mishawaka. She knew that last year we had a very good record.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to make it get better and better. She's going to help players come on and...
How much does it help you as a program when you have someone like that who was that dedicated and stays on now when you have these next few classes where girls say, hey, that's, you know, we can go to Mishawaka and we can be successful?
Well, that's a big thing, Sean, because I spent the winter and spring coming up with a plan and I executed it to get the John Young girls and boys soccer started.
Right.
That is so big. That is so huge. And I think we'll get... rewarded for that in next year when the freshmen come in. The boys are still struggling, but in the next couple of years, their program should see a raise in their level of skill.
Sure.
And their results should show that too. But the girls coming through, I already know some of them. There's a really good batch of seventh graders right now. And having them play for the John Young Middle School is such a big deal. The very first game, I had our team stop practice. We got in the cars. We went over and watched their very first game. What surprised me, and I felt very proud, is that the big crowd that was there to watch. They were playing Concord, who's a good outfit. The girls narrowly got beaten by a goal, but the crowd that came out to support John Young soccer, that is big. And that is what's going to carry the high school program.
Right.
Yeah, Sean, the process that we had, we didn't have this approved by the school board until June 12th. So it had to work very quickly. And Coach Hodge went around to the elementary schools and worked with those kids to the middle schools. Chris Blaisdell was part of it. Ashley Litwin, our middle school athletic director, and I put the schedule together. But then we went out to Emmons Field and said, this field really hasn't been used as a high school field or a middle school field for a long time. So to start it up, it was a great team effort by Mishawaka, and I think we're all proud of how that did. I need to put something into perspective on Rachel Gomez and the goals that she scored. The person who had the scoring record before Rachel had 33 goals, and Corey Andrzejewski was a great player from 99 to 2002. She had 33 goals as the all-time leading scorer. This year, Rachel's had 32 this season, and Franny Parks has had 24. I mean, that's how prolific these scores have been this year. And actually, I thought Rachel had another one at one of the games that was called off. But
it was. Yeah.
It was just one of those where she could actually, and she can still get some more in sectional. We're hoping that this continues and we can make it on to the championship. And I know last year the girls got to play on Saturday, and if you could get to play on Saturday and just have a shot again, that would be a huge step for this program.
No, I mean, it sounds like it. So it sounds like things are going in the right direction right now.
I was lucky to get the job here at Mishawaka. I don't think Dean really knew who I really was, but I don't sit around waiting things to happen. I've got to make things happen.
Right.
And I'm the type of coach that will take who I get and turn him into a good team. The great thing about it this time is that they started to realize themselves that they could be a good team. That was so important last year. Once they started winning, they couldn't stop. And then this year, I mean, we had a schedule that was ridiculous. We played 8 games in 12 days, 3 in a trot. That's really, I didn't like that.
3 in the what now?
3 in a row.
Oh, 3 in a row, okay.
But we went through those 8. We won all the first 7, and like Dean said, we should have won the 8th game. We tied it, but still, my players were worn out. But the effort they put in, we played teams like LaVille, Concord, LaPorte,
Elkhart Memorial,
Lakeland. Teams that we'd never beaten before, and now we have. And that gives them the confidence to keep going.
Well, it sounds like they play pretty selflessly. They play together pretty
well.
Yeah,
they do. And that's really how they're going to be successful on Thursday. By playing together, backing each other up, supporting each other, getting to the ball first, all the stuff that I've tried to teach them.
Sure.
Being successful in soccer and having a program, just talk about that in a community that maybe has been starving for it. Just what Mishawaka soccer can do. Last week when we saw the 7th and 8th grade play at Baker, it was one of the biggest crowds we had this year for high school or middle school.
My record against Mishawaka is I'm unbeaten. You don't need to know the numbers.
I think it was 17-0.
19-0.
Not that anyone's counting.
No. But I, excuse me, I always felt this was a soccer community just needed to be woken up and taken by the scruff of the neck and you've got soccer players in this district. And all the good ones go to St. Joe, Marion, Penn. And I don't blame them. I probably would have done the same thing. But opening up Mishawaka to the middle school, and maybe I should tell Dean there, but I want the elementaries to have their own league too. We'll talk about that in the future.
Yeah, we're very thankful for the Mishawaka Parks Department. They do a great job, and they have a fall league and a spring league, and then there's indoor soccer as well. Yeah. So it's a community that does have soccer.
But having the high school have really good seasons makes it attractive.
Oh, yeah. It gets everybody excited. It's a ripple down.
That's the thing that had to start. And then we had to get the middle school. Now we've got, and then that program's just finished. They had a heck of a great time. I've talked to some of the players. I've talked to some of the players that will be coming up next year. They're so excited. And there's fifth, fourth, third grade players out there that can't wait to get to John Young now to play soccer.
Right.
And then leading on to that, they know there's a good program to go to in the high school. They're going to be coached to win.
Right.
Well, and the old school thinking for boys soccer was that if you have a good soccer program, you can't have a good football program. We're proving that we can build a good soccer program in boys and girls, and our football program can thrive. And we're really proud of that at Mishawaka. We've got 1,476 students, and we have enough for both programs and to have good cross country and to have good tennis and to have a good girls golf team.
Absolutely. But infrastructure obviously has to be in place, and it sounds like it's getting there.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, Steve, we appreciate you coming in tonight. Good luck this Thursday, and, of course, hopefully beyond that as well as you get into sectionals against Adams this Thursday. And, again, you'll play Adams Thursday. St. Joe and Riley play tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes.
And then they'll play LaPorte will play the winner of that game on Thursday.
Correct.
As well. All right. Dean, anything before we wrap up tonight?
No, just proud of Coach and his program. Last year, NIC South champs. This year, runners up. And hopefully they can make a great run in the tournament here.
All right. Thanks to all of our guests tonight, Justin Fisher, Drew Mason, Franny Parks, Rachel Gomez, and, of course, girls soccer coach Steve Hodge.
Thanks again.
Good luck.
Sean.
All right. No problem. Good to see you again. For Dean Hubbard, Sean Stiers, we'll talk to you next week with another Cape Bend Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.